You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All research and all sort of...
What research?
Books I've read...
What research?
Every book I've read, including all the books that do everything they can.
I've read a Harry Potter. That doesn't mean I know about wizards.
That's a lie. You don't know how to read. The reason they did this concert...
Off.
No.
Yeah, hit the commercials. We got to get a commercial again.
Relax for a second. I want to finish this point. Oh, they did the entire concert to raise money for this guy's cancer fund, all right? And so when Elvis was to sing his signature song, Cooey Lee's signature song, they probably wanted to make sure he got it right.
But it was a failure.
How is it a failure?
They haven't cured cancer.
I guess you're right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, for the last few days on the show, I've been noticing something about my hair. I don't know what's causing it, but it seems to be too poofy.
It's definitely poofy today, and I wasn't going to say anything, but it hasn't been poofy this week.
Are you using product?
Using product.
Or gel?
I'm thinking when I put my headphones on.
Yeah, headphone hair.
It's either a bad haircut.
When's the last time you had a haircut?
What?
When is the last time you had a haircut?
A while ago.
It might be growing out badly.
What's that thing girls use? Put.
I think it's thin.
Head?
I think it's thin. And what did he say? What? I didn't hear him.
A bag?
No.
Like a hairband or a barrette?
It's a hairband. That's what it's called.
Mike, put your headphones on like this.
I don't like this.
Put your headphones on like this. Put them like on your forehead and then drag them back, and maybe it'll hold your hair down.
Now it almost looks like you have a man bun.
My video just froze.
Oh no!
Did you guys see it freeze?
Yes.
Too?
Yes. And you've got
all right. What the f is happening?
Well, now
we've got some.
Please take a picture of that because the hairband look is there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now we know
what's going on with Skype.
We do not know, Mike. We're finding out as we speak.
God damn it!
Damn it!
Maybe Skype doesn't like his haircut.
No, but the band look isn't so bad.
No, it is. It's like wearing a
what a great freeze frame, too.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What a great freeze frame that I have to. Yeah. So what are we going to do?
I would say hang up.
Technical people.
Instead of laugh, hang up and call him back,
we will
please.
Hang up. And
thank
then,
you.
Mike, would you prefer...
Men of action.
Would you prefer me to call you or you to call me?
I don't know.
I will call you.
What I prefer is something to work.
Yes.
I understand.
And it's been dog poo from the very beginning.
Yes, which was 20 minutes ago. Agreed. Right.
Calling you now.
We're back. We're back in business. There's no latency on our side.
Rock and roll.
What about your side, as we call you? Hello? Do we lose him?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
Hello.
Yay!
Hello.
You look better. Your hair doesn't look better, but you look better.
Actually, your hair has sort of like a...
No, see what I mean? When I put that headphone,
you got the
down,
poof.
It just gets the poof, and that means that
that's got to go.
Do this. It's too thin.
Yeah.
Mike, it's a little. Thing. There's a different. It's like a little Phil Collins thing going on.
I can see it coming in the air tonight.
Or a 1940s baby that would have just like a little poof of hair on the front. Yeah, yeah. Like
no,
sweet
what
pea.
What it is it's a crappy haircut.
Why don't you use in-ear monitors?
The search continues. The search continues.
You haven't had a
in-ear monitors.
Because I'm not, God rest his soul, I'm not the late Don.
These look like a stethoscope.
So I could wear my cowboy hat.
Bernard. Now, Mike, that's a man who had hair.
That happened while we were gone.
That did. That
Bernard.
Did.
Was,
now he's gone.
Bernard. Oh, God. All right.
It wasn't a fall, right?
No.
No, it wasn't a fall. You don't die with a fall. You just break stuff. We have falls all the time down here. I took a fall. Last year, I took a fall.
I did last Christmas.
But you're in your early 40s, and it's called alcoholism.
Yeah, well, listen, we're not pointing fingers.
I took a fall because I tripped on a big fat cord in a cramped garage.
Yes, but it was charging your Tesla.
I wish it was charging my Tesla.
By Tesla, you mean
no
golf cart.
Tesla. Golf cart.
Used golf cart.
As much as I fancy myself environmentally friendly, I have a rather significant carbon footprint.
Yes.
I was running out to get my Eggamuffin this morning.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for using that pronunciation.
Eggamuffin.
Eggamuffin.
And the car goes, boom, which means fuel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in my rocket ship, when that fuel light goes on, you've got 600 feet of travel time left.
And it's that's like, downhill.
It's like, I'll do my car basically goes, like that.
Well, you know you're a Florida man.
Do you know your approximate miles per gallon?
Yes.
And it is?
3.
Like 3 miles like, to the like a Hummer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not the H2, but the H1.
The real deal.
You pay for the larger engine, and then you pay for the gas.
Let me ask you this. The Tesla is only as good as your infrastructure. Does your new establishment have a garage that can actually fit more than one car?
Probably not.
Oh, really?
Because you'll probably use it for some storage as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was empty, you could probably easily fit 2 cars in there.
Yeah. 2 Kia Souls.
But not that big. With the garage, we are not exactly making a big jump in garage.
Gotcha. Know,
we're making a jump in one extra room.
You got one extra room, which I saw, by the way,
which you will be sleeping in.
Yes.
And you will be sleeping in and working. You are actually going to be the first house guest.
Yeah.
And that's going to be That's going to be prior to my sister coming down.
Oh, when's she coming down?
She's coming down the end of the month.
Oh, man.
I hope you're coming down.
I hope so.
Have you considered a host gift yet?
No, it's me working.
I think so. Yes. Like a lovely set of knives might be appropriate.
No, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to, seriously, I know the drill now after all these years. I'll take Oscar out or sit in my living room.
Yeah, we'll go to Uno's.
Have a drinky poo with him. But I will not. I probably won't go anywhere near him when he's doing.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like when you.
Because I know he hates it. He hates it.
Yeah, you bring tension.
But you said you sweat. You said you found a piece of furniture that I'm going to hate.
Yes.
Now, why? Because you were the one that was talking about the set and having this.
Yeah.
Look
well,
a
no,
way.
You're.
I was
hate
somebody
it.
Who was going
the
to
Oval Office
Depot.
You're going to hate it because it has cable management.
I like cable.
No, that
management.
He likes.
Yeah, but that means once it's managed, it's not easily accessible. It's meant. DJ proof. It's meant
that's
to be
good
done.
Though.
You Pence. Mean like you hide it and then it's gone?
Well, yeah, you'd have to like there are cabinets below.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, think he doesn't really.
Yeah, you send me a picture.
He doesn't really touch the stuff unless he kicks it, and if it's DJ proof, he can't kick it.
By the way, how long have I had? By the way, when was the last time I kicked anything out of the wall?
Been a while.
It's been about a year.
It's been about a year.
Certainly not this calendar year.
thank you.
Now back to what we began with. You've lived in Florida for a long time. Have you ever found a satisfactory barber?
No.
In the whole state,
I had a satisfactory barber. Skill level wise, his personality was unbearable. He was the angriest man I have ever known in my lifetime. I mean, angry. Like he would even, put on that rock and roll station. When he'd ask one of the other barbers,
right?
And he was mad at the world.
every barber in that office, and every they had the young ones that were just scared and quiet, and then you had the old men that are all like, meh, meh.
And didn't you have an angry lady too?
I had the. She was the worst of all.
Okay,
she was the one that literally confronted me
about what and
politics.
Oh no,
this is long before the election. This is long before the election, and it was unplanned. And then I've been to a series of people, and now this. I'm looking at this, and this isn't going. This is not working for me. And it's. But I'm also saying there's an outside possibility that the reason this is puffing up so much is because there's just not enough thickness there to let the
hair.
Could
you pull it to a point like an Ed Grimley thing? Just curious if it could actually raise all that. That's excellent, I must say.
You know what, Mike? Not a bad look.
No.
It makes it look thicker.
It is a good look.
Oh, Oscar, I must say, it's such a great day to be with all of you. I just don't know, I must say. I'm so happy to be playing with my hair, I must say. I must say I'm playing with my hair on the show today. Oh,
you know who would love your hair is Pat Sajak, and he's a decent guy, I must say.
He's a decent guy, I must say. All that Vanna White tried to substitute for him, she failed miserably, I must say. It's really so wonderful to have you here today. This is so exciting to be doing the Mike O'Meara show. I could dance.
Are you opposed to a used product?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to send you two options here.
Was this something from the Imus Ranch?
Oscar and I are working behind the scenes diligently on the air right now.
Well, then it's in front of the diligently scenes. But I think what you did with your hair just now was a wonderful treat.
Thanks a bus, say Rob.
You just checked your soda cup. Did you have a prize on it?
No.
Are they playing like the Monopoly or anything?
No.
I haven't been to McDonald's in a while. No prizes.
That's a lie.
No, that's not a lie. I don't like the McDonald's.
Oh, don't, you can't make a bold statement. You don't like McDonald's?
That's not my favorite.
It's not true.
I mean, that's such a lie.
When's the last time you went to McDonald's?
4 or 5 months ago, probably.
Not the sound you make after you eat McDonald's. Oh.
And also, really involuntary.
I go down my lady and I get my egg and muffins, my two egg and muffins. Mm-hmm. And I've been requiring a lot of caramel colored beverage, which is bad for you, but that's all.
No, it's not. It's fine for you.
Yeah, it's fine. Spiewak, while Oscar's looking for that,
yes.
I have to tell you, I am becoming you.
Well, that's
I am becoming you.
For me, great news, but for you, probably very sad. Do you feel that you've resigned yourself to it?
You made a mention this morning of the anniversary of the Elvis Aloha special in
Hawaii. Today is, it's one of the dates that I always try to observe. The 14th of January, 1973 is when the Elvis concert, the Aloha concert happened in Hawaii. And the reason that it's notable to Elvis fans is that it was the last real shining moment in his career. He would have
good. Let me say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me say this about it. All right. Everything that the Elvis fans loved about Elvis is featured in this concert.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Now, he's a little druggy. You can tell that he's just a little druggy.
You see,
but
he's not. No.
He's wasted.
No, Rob. I've watched
like
it.
Two or three lewds at
I've,
least.
I've watched it so many times that I can argue this point. What happens is that the first 4 or 5 songs, he's genuinely nervous because this was the first time an entertainment broadcast was carried via satellite worldwide. They had done
you don't
stuff.
Think he was a Rob.
No,
his history is that he was on drugs since he was 20.
But even the really salacious books that look for every fault with him all agree to the fact that he cleaned up prior to this show.
I'm sure.
He did get wasted the day after to a point
where that's called relapse.
The Memphis Mafia had planned like a tour of the islands and they could not get him out of his room.
He got through the Hawaii show.
He was clean at that show. Now, about the time he did Love Me, which is I think the 5th or 6th song, he cracks a smile and starts having fun. And then he's just killer through the whole show. But the opening, what you see is perhaps a little bit of a hesitation or maybe like the influence of downers.
When he does pure nerves. He starts with CeCe Ryder.
Yeah, he's nervous there. Yeah, I think he's really nervous.
But like, can I get back?
Yeah, please do. I'm
sorry. A compliment.
Yeah.
I still think you got to acknowledge that he had, you know, That's 1973, Rob.
Right.
He had drugs.
Oh, he had
in his body when he was on that stage. I'm saying though, with that all that aside, it is everything people love about Elvis.
I agree.
It's the glitz. It's the jumpsuit.
He's thin.
He is in good shape. He is the voice is in good
Amazing
shape.
Amazing voice. Great orchestra.
He's got the attitude because he is an established performer. And I found it. I see that you put that up, and I decided I'd click on YouTube and watch a couple of clips. And there I am, just going, well, I get it. I get the American original of the that there was, you know, that this man created an entire culture of people, you know, not just the Elvis impersonators, but, you know, the high collar and the how many guys have done the jumpsuit look and all that. And there he was, and you realize you're looking at an American original in name and everything. A singer, not that great a singer. Not that great a singer at all.
I've always said that he had a great voice, but he wasn't a great singer. Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra is a great singer. What he does with the music. But Elvis had a good voice, but he also, I mean, perfectly untrained.
Perfectly untrained, and a band that is as tight gets.
That's the best.
And they're into it, and they're all into it, and they're all together. And he's working with the band, and he's got an amazing drummer.
Ronnie Tutt.
I don't know the name. What was his name?
Ronnie Tutt.
Ronnie Tutt. That looked like he looked like Animal. Wasn't Animal based on Ronnie Tutt?
Probably.
A bit, right?
Probably. Tutt, I think, still might be working. He was most. He was also. Do you ever see that Roy Orbison Black and White Night special?
Now you're out of my depth.
Okay, well, this was
King Tut.
This was on PBS for many, many years.
Got a condo made of stoner.
But Ronnie Tutt was a very sought after session musician and also one of the only guys that could keep up with the Elvis band. He's great. Part of the TCB band, Mike, Ronnie Tutt. And I love
the
fact.
The TCB band? I'm
that's
sorry.
That's what they call it. I love the fact that you called attention to the drummer.
Oscar sent me a queen bed platform.
What is
adjustable queen bed base wireless remote control.
Okay, this is what happened.
We'll talk after the show.
I initially sent Mike while Rob was basically pledging his allegiance to Elvis once again. Right. For the fifth time.
But
this
I was
year.
Going, I brought it up. Yeah, I'm yes, the one that yes, said, because yes. it's so, the anniversary so, of the Aloha
but,
concert.
But Mike behind the scenes said, send me the pictures of the broadcast desk.
Right.
So I sent the initial picture was a real broadcast desk.
Right.
And he gave me he basically waved me off like a pitcher.
No, that
isn't cheating.
We'll talk about that later. I will have to take another.
And the cheating Red Sox, we'll talk about that later as well.
Mm-hmm,
So he waved me off. So I'm like, fine, he doesn't like that pitch. Let me send him what I think he wants. And I send him a queen bed.
That's indicating that Oscar thinks that I'd like to do the entire show reclining.
But you know,
with an electric bed to lift my head up, which really, in a perfect
sleep
world,
yeah.
that you might be happening someday.
Yeah. How many times have you seen someone at a hospital receive visitors and they sit on the bed with them?
Yes,
that would be
yes.
when you have a guest in the studio. But it's that awkward thing where they just sort of put like one ass cheek on the bed because they're not going to lay with you.
I hold the microphone like Herb Welch. So I'd be like, why are you coming to visit me? Nice to have you.
It's the one ass cheek on the bed. I've done that.
Yeah, because you know there's not enough chairs.
Come sit down. Right. That's okay. I'll make room.
Yeah,
and you're like, there's no room, but okay, I'll try.
And the bed's shaped like an S anyway. Because it's the feeder up there.
Sad.
That is a sad, sad.
Well, congratulations to Elvis Aaron Presley for
thank you.
I was watching it and
charisma,
it was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
It was mesmerizing to watch that and just all the slickness and taking the belt off and boy, somebody as a hoarder of memorabilia. Somebody got that belt. Elvis's
also
belt.
Someone got the cape. He throws the cape out at the end of the show.
He throws the cape out, and somebody in Hawaii got the cape. And I'm mm-hmm. sure it's somewhere on display, or it was sold
gotta
for
be.
Something.
Right? They have a replica of the cape. I don't know if they ever recovered the original cape.
Some Hawaiian stole it.
I think Don Ho has it.
Don Ho, tiny bubbles. But
how long? How soon after did he pass?
That was January of 73. He died in August of 77. So 4.5 months.
Oh, my.
4 years.
Years.
Four years.
Four and a half years. But yeah, but I mean, four years later,
he's dead.
4 years is. Oh.
And also, it is true. Although he was,
did he make anything else that was viable after that Hawaii show?
He did a couple good live albums. It's funny, you can really chart. There's actual books that chart every concert he did, and he was hot and cold. He would have total disaster concerts and concerts that were great.
Isn't that like? I mean, that's like Eva Whitney Houston. It's a Mariah Carey, like hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, except for Mariah Carey still alive.
And he was surrounded by anybody that would give him anything he wanted.
Wow.
And you know, I've been living that world of addiction very closely down here. And that's really what it was. And when you talk about the years of 1973 through 77 when he passed away, I mean, even less was known about it. I mean, but you know, it doesn't matter what we know about it.
No.
It was just a witness to what it does to a human being, where it takes over everything. And I think that you know, it's funny when we think about live shows, which we get really into the live shows, and we have a couple of beers backstage before we go on to take the edge off a little bit. But it's, you know, to get on stage in front of any group of people is a little bit nerve-wracking. But if you're doing it every single night, in, you know, with everybody staring at you night in, night out, I think that that pressure, it's not a natural thing for human beings to really want to do that.
And he did it. He was a prisoner from about 1956 on. And the sad thing is that much of it, was created in his own mind. Because by 1968 or so, he was at a career lull before he did that comeback special with the black leather. The producer, actually, this is a true story. He said, let's reinvent yourself. He said, I can't. I am what I am. He says, I can't even go out on the street. And Steve Binder, who is the producer of the special, walked him out onto Hollywood Boulevard, and he stood there unrecognized.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that prison was self-inflicted. Elvis invented it in his head.
Yeah, but the prison is also the ability to...
He also married a 16-year-old young lady.
Yeah, but to be fair, he met her when she was 14.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the whole idea. You mentioned Whitney Houston, and you mentioned Elvis Presley, and the list goes on
Belushi.
and on. I was watching the 60 Minutes interview with Joaquin Phoenix, and they were talking about River Phoenix, who was already an established movie star when he OD'd out on Sunset Strip. I mean,
Prince.
Michael
Jackson,
this stuff
Elvis's son-in-law.
Well, Michael Jackson was hypothetically murdered.
You know, I was only in the hospital with real, like, liquid medication one time in my life. Well, that's not true because with the hips, I had a little bit of that too. But it was different. Back in the day when I had, I was in the hospital for my gut.
92.
With diverticulitis. Yeah. And they gave me what was called liquid Demerol.
Yeah.
Oh,
Elvis loved it.
And I remembered hitting the button and you feel a warmth go into your arm. And then it was the most, it's just, hey, nothing
morphine,
matters at
same
all.
Deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing. Morphine, any kind of opiates in it, and it feels that way.
Yeah.
So Elvis did that. And then because of that,
that and then go to the fridge.
He'd go eat. He would wake up and take amphetamines, right?
He'd
take amphetamines to stay up. I don't know what kind of drugs he was.
Well, at night there was what he called the attack, and there was two different prepared envelopes. The first one to make him fall asleep, and then about 2 or 3 hours later, a second to keep him asleep. But then he would go.
That's terrifying.
He would go, you know, days at a time too on speed and stuff. But he was more about downers. He liked downers. But
he'd be like being relaxed on stage.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, man, that's why. Hey,
yeah, but he had lots of drugs leading up to the Hawaii show, but he was clean at that moment. But as I said.
Why do you insist on that?
Why
he
do
wasn't?
You keep on like.
No, why he, do you insist? He
because
wasn't.
It's a fact.
I looked at him. He was not. There's no way he was clean. No way, as God is my witness,
for months leading up,
he
was clean. Now, I'm saying that he did drugs before that, and he was screwed up before
that.
He
was taking drugs before he went on stage?
No, he was not. He was not.
How do you base that on? Why do you feel?
Because Rob attaches to these celebrities like nobody attaches to them.
Well, no, I mean, I'm,
I hate
I'll be,
to burst your bubble.
I'd be quick
but
to
I know,
point out any
I know,
fault.
By the way, I've worked with, you know, I know when somebody's wasted. All right, and let me say, you go and you see that, and he's like,
"Oh, that guy's hammered."
Hey,
yeah,
yeah. What makes you, because where did you read this?
There's every book that says he was, this was the last
time. For 24 hours he was clean?
Well, for the, I think it was like about 4 or 5 weeks leading up to it, he was clean, he worked out, he tanned, he wanted to make a possibly the best possible presentation. Listen, I'm just telling you facts.
But clean, Elvis clean, and normal person clean.
Now, there
is
may
a
have
different
been,
entity.
There may have been some traces from 4 or 5 weeks before.
Let me look.
No, see, you're not going to give it up. No. I'm going to tell you
now.
That
I'm
man,
Google
that
his
man
bitch.
took a Xanax or something.
No, but the thing is that he was. You want to talk about addiction? He was so proud of the way he looked and the way he performed and the way that show came off. But still, the very evening after he did that broadcast, he got as effed up
as
he could
get.
It's
like, you know this world. It's like your Weight Not commercial. You shot that commercial, and then what'd you do?
So you would you say absolutely no chance that he took any drugs prior to that Hawaii special.
I would be willing to stake my reputation as an Elvis fan.
Isn't that the one where they're in the back of the limo? It's a hot time in Florida.
You see, that's also, that is.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky? He's wasted.
No,
listen
that's,
to him.
That's a misnomer, because that is not the Hawaii special. That is actually from Elvis on Tour. In that movie, that documentary, This Is Elvis, they sort of juggled the timeline. So you have to, for the Hawaii thing, you just need
to
see him on stage.
Do you have any clips of Elvis in the Aloha concert?
Of course, yeah.
So play a clip and let's listen to him. Do you have any clips of him talking
at the Aloha concert? I'll play him introducing his band, but I'll just need a second to bring it up.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Then Oscar, you're going to be the arbiter. I say that Elvis might be a little effed up. Now, remember, Elvis had that kind of way of talking.
Lazy,
anyway.
Southern,
but,
yeah.
But I believe that even to... I think
I like
that
you're going to your grave with
up.
This. This is fantastic.
Well,
this is
truth.
He's digging his heels.
I love
he's an
are.
Elvis fan.
Yeah,
he's the one that got us talking about
this
Elvis.
This is fantastic.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, your
passion
is infectious.
All right. We will find the clips and we will continue this discussion about whether Elvis at the Aloha concert was just as effed up as he was every day of his life. we'll see that. And I wanted to hear it was going to be an homage, and then Rob says he's clean. He's
and Mike
clean.
And remember,
he's clean like. Somebody's dookie.
And remember, Mike, he tanned.
Yes.
He tanned.
1977, what's year again?
73.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for paying attention, Oscar.
By the way, this is the sound of, I'll give you the sound of 1977.
All right.
If I can find it. There. This is the sound of 1977.
That's it.
It's 1977.
Hey, look, Don Imus.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is... you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out. The fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Sometimes all you could hear were the flat, hard, packing sounds over the yelling. Or the wet choke when someone caught their breath and sprayed.
Stop!
You weren't alive anywhere like you were there. But Fight Club only exists in the hours between when Fight Club starts and when Fight Club ends. Even if I could tell someone they had a good fight, I wouldn't be talking to the same man. Who you were in Fight Club is not who you were in the rest of the world. A guy came to Fight Club for the first time, his ass was a wad of cookie dough. After a few weeks, he was carved out of wood.
If you could fight any celebrity, who would you fight?
Alive or dead.
Doesn't matter. Who'd be tough?
Hemingway. You?
Shatner. I'd fight William Shatner.
Yeah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
Kick it!
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Kick it!
Kick it!
Kick it! This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, and you are our friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS and for giving us the kind of support that I've never gotten in my career. It is fantastic. From Martinsburg, West Virginia to Detroit, Michigan, Rajasthan, India, Bunky. Is that what's troubling you, Bunky?
The sad Bunky.
Kick Bunky, it. Louisiana. Who won the national championship last night? I went to bed in the first half.
What? The Tigers.
LSU.
LSU won it.
One of the greatest college football teams in history.
Was it a great game at the end?
It was a great game for LSU. It wasn't greatest games in the world. LSU 42. Dominated.
It was 42-25.
Well, they must have dominated in the second half because they weren't dominating the first
42-25 was your final score.
42-25. Wow. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Awesome. Bunky, Louisiana. Hygiene, Colorado, Oyster Bay, Jamaica, the Mike O'Mara Show on right now. And I love telling you about one of my favorite products in the whole wide world, and that is my Sleep Number bed, which somehow, during the move from here to there, has just gone through a renaissance, and I deflated it and inflated it, and I will tell you something. I've had that bed for the run of the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've had that bed for 10 years.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
How many beds do you keep for 10 years that are just hunky-dory? And that's
you
mine.
You still sing the praises.
I love my Sleep Number bed, and I was going to get a brand new one, and now I moved into the new joint. I said, well, it must have been the move that just perked it up, because I love it now more
quality,
than ever.
Quality, Mike. It's quality.
And it's great. It's such good quality. Here's a great resolution. Stick to an improved sleep routine to make a healthier lifestyle. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed helps everyone get proven quality sleep. You're going to love it. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85 because it's fantastic. It's still great. I inflated it up to my 90 and I said, oh, this is too firm. Because it's just like the move.
But the magic of it is it's so easy to change your Sleep Number setting.
So I backed it off 5 down to an 85. Carla's is still the 65. That's like the princess.
Yeah.
She sleeps on that little thing. We love our Sleep Number beds.
Carla
That's
Markle.
The long and short of it. So my 10-year-old Sleep Number bed that I'm still enjoying every night. It's fantastic. Discover proven quality sleep with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition Smart Bed. Now $1,799 during the January sale. Only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. Will you do that? Do
yes,
they teach
please.
You that here?
Brad.
Okay, so we are having a discussion about Elvis Presley. And Rob gets weird about his celebrity crushes. He's weird about Jerry. He's weird about Elvis, and
but you see,
he's weird
I would,
about Paul McCartney.
I would be very quick to tell you when Elvis was screwed up. Now, when you were talking about that clip, the Man Can Hawaii Get Sticky, and you always said it was weird that he follows it up with saying, it's a hot time in Florida. It's because they've dubbed in the part about Man Can Hawaii Get Sticky because he's actually in Florida in that documentary footage. They just cut it to make it look like it was the
Hawaii
show.
I just sent you both links. I know you have the sound, but I sent you both links of some. I took a deep dive in the dark web,
right?
And I found an Elvis archival website where it shows pictures of Elvis on stage, and it also shows cue cards for Elvis for when he's on stage for this worldwide concert.
Right, that's not unusual for a singer to use cue cards.
Yeah, but the cue cards, when you look at them, I think you'll see that they were very nervous about how he was going and what he was going to do on stage.
Well, yes. I can see right now the cue cards are for the song "Welcome to My World."
Yes,
which is not one of his normal songs that he would sing.
Don't you think the cue cards scream this man doesn't know where he is?
No, the cue cards scream preparedness.
Preparedness.
Yeah,
the cue cards are the size.
Rob, I'm not. I don't have any drugs.
No drugs, Elvis. You look good. I believe this might be the only time he performed this song.
Scroll down if you don't mind, Mike.
I don't want to hear the song. I want to hear him talk.
Okay, you will hear him talk, but I just want to hear a little bit.
Welcome to my world.
Great song. And he's in great voice at this
point. Yeah, he is. All right, here he is introducing his band. And also, I would put it to you that Now it is standard.
I'll be waiting here.
Look how big those cue cards are.
For all musicians to have their lyrics, although now it's done on video.
I understand that, Rob, but you think that if he's at his prime, he doesn't need, like, what is talk show cue cards?
Well, we're at our prime, and we record on four different sources every day just in case. And I don't see where that says anything about George. All right, here he is, Mike. Are you ready for the vocal dissection of Elvis?
Please.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Rob, I'm looking down at you.
Okay, that's not the Hawaiian concert.
You this can't is. Use it.
No, that's not. You can tell by the jumpsuit. The jumpsuit's wrong. It's the Eagle jumpsuit.
He's
for Elijah.
He might have taken off his
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
First of all, Mr. G.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet.
Now, all right. I will offer
That's
you...
That's wasted.
No, no.
That's wasted.
No.
Oh, you are so wrong about that.
First of all, I got sick in the hospital last night.
No, you see, that's nowhere near that. That's not.
No,
that,
but it's not. Screams. But it's also not. He's slurring, Rob.
That's how he talks. Even when he's a little kid, that's how he talks.
A little kid. Oh, you knew him as a little kid.
No, when he was like on the
Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah, you know all those 8-year old interviews with Elvis.
All right, I was speaking figuratively. I'm talking about like on the Ed Sullivan Show. All right. John Wilkerson. Now, this is.
Well, listen, it again, clear. Oscar. No, now you got to pay attention.
This is wasted.
I've been singing that song for a long, just a minute here. I've been singing that song for a long time. And a lot of people kind of got it associated with me because they think it's a personal name. It is
right.
not. It's
Go back to Hawaii. We're arguing about Hawaii.
Yes. Okay, all right.
I also think that's out of shape.
Frankie Lane do it, I think it was.
What's that?
He's out of shape.
Well, there's that, too. Okay, hold on one sec.
Well, I'm out of shape. I don't slur my words.
Sure.
I mean, not all the time. All right, we're going back.
We're going back to Hawaii. We're going back.
Can't get a little more level?
Yeah, hold on.
I'll try to hide it from
Turn us. Around and let him see you. Let him see you.
Let him see you. Let him see you.
This is the legendary Desert Storm concert, and this is
why won't you
give us Hawaii?
The Hawaii concert.
I'm trying to get back to it. Is why. And if you listen to this, understand this is.
Damn. Now, show my little daughter, Lisa. She's 6 years old.
This is later, Elvis.
Yeah, I'm giving you an example of how he sounds. No, I'm not conjuring. I'm telling you that there are times when he does sound screwed up, but it's not so much at the Hawaii show.
Not so much now. You said you had
absolutely
said he was sober.
He was a little high.
No, he doesn't. He does not at all.
He probably popped a pill or two.
No. No.
Why do you? What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
Is this it?
This is Hawaii.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to the whole thing. Listen, Oscar.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further.
Pause it. Nobody says that like that.
He does. You no. And also, you can't comment because you don't know anything about his catalog.
I know, but I know addiction. And I hear addiction.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you. All right, let's play the whole
Okay,
thing.
You see, but that's not, this is his lazy Southern drawl cadence. It's not drug related.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay. First of all, Mr. G.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet.
Okay, can you pause? He's so f***ed up that his mouth can barely open when he's trying to talk.
He's slurring.
Not.
He's slurring, Rob.
No.
All right,
it's just the way he talks.
Play the
it's just the way he talks.
The Sweet Inspirations. Little girl with a beautiful high voice is Kathy Westmoreland.
That was good.
He got the T in there.
Westmoreland.
And the lead guitar is James Burton.
I wonder how big that cue card was.
Rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson.
You having help with these jokes? You're coming up with
them
on your own.
Oh, you stopped it at the John Wilkerson. That's the one he said. I got all your tricks, Spiewak.
What, Mike?
I know all your tricks.
Hold on. If you be quiet, I'll play you John Wilkerson. Hold on.
On the lead guitar is James Burton.
It'll follow this one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listen to this.
Rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson.
Oh, come on.
On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. And
the Fender bass, Jerry Schiff.
Pretty good so far.
And the piano is Glenn Hardin.
Huh. You see, I would not defend him if he wasn't straight. Because I know
that gives me my scarves and sings harmony with me. And his name is Charlie Hodge.
Because I realize the man did do drugs. I know this. But this is one of the weird times when he was not high.
Our conductor, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Grishow.
Okay.
I guess this is
a problem we're having here.
Right.
It's twofold. It's your obsession and your absolute
fascination with facts?
No, your absolute.
No, you can't say it's facts because you don't know for sure.
Yeah, your absolute that he was completely sober when this was happening.
Exactly.
And then
you don't know if that's a fact.
All research and all sort of
what research?
Books I've read.
What research?
Every book I've read, including all the books that do everything they can.
I've read a Harry Potter. That doesn't mean I know about wizards.
That's a lie. You don't know how to read. The fact is, every book, even the most salacious, the ones that want to make him look as bad as possible, they all agree on one point, is that he was straight and clean for this concert.
Does this mean we're going to have another listener poll today? I mean, they voted on Pauly Christine yesterday, and
this is fun for me.
Yeah, no, I can tell the way you formed the questions in your head.
This is the first time I've seen you, like, kind of get into an album, like talk it, sing it while it's being. Mm-hmm. So you know this album really well.
What the hell are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you're so obsessed with Elvis,
right?
That you just can't, like, you're blinded. You're blinded by your own unconscious bias.
No,
that he can't not be clean.
He's an enabler.
Like, you would be the guy that gives him the pills.
Pony.
No, I wouldn't.
Pony, your brother Pony. Your brother Pony is kicking.
Well,
you
always too. A chooses his spots and B chooses them well.
Don't take this out on me.
I would hate for something unfortunate to happen to you today.
Well,
Pony.
We'll never know. We'll never know, Rob. We'll never know what's true.
Big hug.
He gets every this is an incredibly fast song. He gets every lyric.
Hey, baby. I ain't asking what you do.
Now that's funny.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hug of love.
I love Elvis.
I know.
Who doesn't love Elvis? I love him, but he's gone too soon.
But one cue card does not an addict make.
Well, but
you know what? Your presentation is flimsy, and you've never read a book about him, and you don't have any facts to back it up, save one picture. For one song that he recorded once at this show, it was not his song. Okay. He was probably not 100% good with the lyrics. It was also written and performed by a guy named Kui Lee, who is a hero in Hawaii. Okay. And the reason
all
they
right,
did this
stop
concert...
Off.
No.
Yeah, hit the commercials. We got to get a commercial again. You show
relax for a second. I want to finish this point.
Oh,
they did the entire concert to raise money for this guy's cancer fund, all right? And so when Elvis was to sing his signature song, Kui Lee's signature song, they probably wanted to make sure he got it right.
But it was a failure.
How is it a failure?
They haven't cured cancer.
I guess you're right. And I know that they have not cured cancer because
this is the intro?
No, this is we're going to commercial. I sit next to a cancer every day. Love to cure that.
Hey, Rob, congratulations on the anniversary of the Aloha concert in Hawaii.
And I will be observing, as I always do tonight, with a big bottle of Dilaudid.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun right here, you know.
Right now.
I'll talk about a new confection that I discovered from a neighbor of mine.
Oh.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Something I don't need to eat. We'll be right back.
Here he is.
Hey, how's it going, my Timorous friends? This is your boy, Tomo. You probably haven't heard from me in a while because I've been deplatformed. I've been censored. Yeah, that's what happens when you love this country. They just cancel culture you. Yo. Well, the good news is TMOS is still spreading the message that the mainstream media wants to hear. Today's show is brought to you by foodprepper.darknet. They may have deplatformed us, but you still need to eat. All right. Well, if you need me, I'll be down in Florida in my bunker. Yo.
Chump. Todd Moore, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Let's make 2020 the best year ever, and let's start by not wasting our time going to the post office.
Right.
With Stamps.com, you can do anything you do at the post office right from your computer. Plus, Stamps.com gives you something you can't get at the post office: big discounts on postage. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Just like us. So stop going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Oscar Santana,
fellas,
has something he wants
I'm
to say.
So happy. By the way, for those of you watching on Facebook Live or later on YouTube, thank you. Comment of the day. Oh, hi. Hello. The man is dead. Move on.
All right. That being said, I'd like to cite, if I might,
he is dead.
The USA Today.
Yes.
Which I quote with their interview with director Marty Pesetta. By the accounts of those closest to him, and I quote, the Aloha concert was the last time Presley suspended his prescription drug abuse and performed at his optimum 170-pound weight. So there it is from the USA Today. He suspended his drug use for the concert, which is all I claimed. I didn't say he didn't do it after.
Now it did.
He didn't do it before.
But I'll never believe that. Based on the way he sounded and his cadence, I don't think he suspended it totally.
Well, I can find out firsthand.
How?
Because I'm going to Hawaii at the end of February.
Where, Elvis?
And when?
I'm going to Hawaii.
February. What do you mean you're going to Hawaii?
February. My sister, my brother, and sister-in-law.
Is this another one of your unrequested vacations that you're taking?
I can take a vacation, right? Anytime.
Well, I mean, it's just, I'd rather not hear about it on the air.
End of February is nice.
February. Hey, Mike, somebody
You will not be able to take this vacation until you can pronounce the month you're taking. Yes.
Somebody offered him a trip.
A trip!
Wow.
Isn't it a coincidence that I talked about Pauly in a nice way? And then now I'm going on vacation.
Well, we better get my studio built before you go.
Oh, it's all about you, Mike. Of course, it'll be done before I leave.
It's damn right. It's all about me.
It will. No worries.
So how about we write up a big cue card for Oscar to read that says, "Sorry, your studio's not done yet."
When did you find out you were going to February? When did you find out you were going to February in Hawaii?
Yesterday.
You've thrown me for a loop now.
Yesterday. End of February.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Honey, there's this one month that has less days than all the others. And I think that we'll be going to February and going in Hawaii.
For my brother, Jose.
Yes.
That of the anesthesia family.
Sure. I bet Elvis would have loved him. But not during the Aloha concert.
Would you like to,
when he suspended his drug use.
Would you and Shannon like to join my little Sebastian and us in February.
Say Feb.
February.
No, better. We're going to teach
February.
You. Feb.
Feb.
Repeat after me. Feb.
Yes.
Feb. You.
You.
Harry.
Harry. February.
February.
February. Mm.
And yes, if February. You have a round piece of dough with cheese and pineapple and ham on it, it's a Hawaiian
pizza.
Very good.
Yes.
That's right. You can get that.
When did you find out? How long has this been in the works?
I would say, 8 hours? I said, absolutely. Wow. They said, we don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to pay for anything. You're going to go.
And now here's something that's never true on the Michael Mara show. You can't just pick up and leave.
If it was anywhere else, I'd think twice. And I looked at Shane and I was like, it's Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Oscar.
You work hard. You deserve to play hard and have a fantastic time. And
I didn't even ask which island. That's how much I don't know.
All right,
about
I'm going to guess. I bet it's Maui. I bet they're going to Maui.
Let me see. Let me ask them.
Congratulations.
No, they're going
I'm delighted
to...
that you have a relative that can give you these opportunities.
I was like, are you serious? And he said, yes. We'd like to have company. It'd be fun.
So they like hanging out with you and Shannon.
Yes, because we're
That's
nice.
Good.
And who wouldn't?
And we're not. And we're very casual. And we're not high maintenance. We'll do
right.
And I love, Sebastian's growing up fast and I love to hang out with him. That'd be great.
That's wonderful.
And I can try to find that cape.
How about that? It all comes together. We're talking about Hawaii concert.
Yes.
And now Oscar's going there.
That's right. He can get himself a big plate of poi.
This is wonderful. Well, Oscar, you know how I am when I'm jealous of your vacations.
Yes.
I will have a list of things, because it is all about me, that I'd like you to take care of before you leave.
It is Maui.
It's Maui, yeah.
It's this,
Kapalua.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
Yeah, twice.
Wowie, I'm going to Maui.
How beautiful is it? I don't know.
It's phenomenal. It's where, like, they just had the Sony Open.
Have you ever been to Annandale?
They just had the Sony Open in Kapalua.
Annandale. It's even prettier than that.
No, Kapalua is great. You'll be able to go down into Lahaina in Maui. It's the only place I've ever been in Hawaii. It's fantastic.
This is amazing.
Hey, tiny bubbles in the wine.
What is Maui
known
for?
Making me feel happy. Making me feel nice.
Who cares? It's free.
Kapalua, and he's going to rent a condo, and you're going to hang out with
Maui,
him.
Maui, says,
condo.
Here is known for the cleanest hookers in the state.
I'll tell you something. If he rents a condo, it's great.
Yes.
If he stays at the hotel, it get ready for, like, spectacular.
His text was, we have a big place, so if you can come, awesome. If not, no big deal.
Would you get me a golf shirt when you're out there, please?
Of course.
I love that place. No, get me a hat. Give me a golf hat. It's gorgeous.
It says
Maui.
You've
been there.
Will you get me a can of spam?
Can I tell my Kapalua story?
I've never. This is all new to me.
All right, two Kapalua stories.
Yes.
Right. The first one is that was the plane that I tell the story about, the DC-10, when I'm at the front of the plane and I go in and the video that they're showing, the movie they're showing,
you fixed 200 the video
people
machine
on this airplane,
and
I fixed it. That's how loaded I was. And then I was so baked that by the time we got to my place, I didn't remember seeing whales. And that's wife number two that we went out there. And
I
was
whales.
Not
we're not even in England. I'm not going to see him.
The Prince of Wales.
Flash forward
to,
I loved it so much that when I lost my dad, God rest his soul, and my mom, the first few months after my father's death, the first year was the roughest year for her. We were worried about her. She, 14 years, it took him to die, and we were worried. My great thing was that, can you turn that off, please? Thank you. I was going to take her.
A little more Elvis singing.
I was going to take her to Maui. To recover from this, let's go to a beautiful spot.
So sweet and so nice.
Let's go out there. You know, I'm going to fly you all the way out there. This is going to be something special for you. And I flew her out there, and we landed in a monsoon. I think we were going Saturday to Saturday. It rained, and it was a real bumpy flight coming in because it was just the weather was so horrible.
Right.
And then it rained all day Saturday. Then it rained all day Sunday. Sunday night.
How many times during that did the employees at wherever you were saying, say, it never does this? The weather never does this.
We got a little condo out there. We
didn't
get a hotel room.
Okay.
We got a condo where we were going to stay out there. And I'm talking about the kind of rain and the kind of wind that there's nothing to do.
Right.
There's literally, it's an outdoor place, right?
Yes.
So I call the weather service on Monday afternoon. It is raining Saturday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning. When is this going to stop? I call the National Weather Service in Lahaina, and they say, they're expecting that this will clear sometime Friday night or Saturday.
Oh, no.
And I booked a flight for Wednesday going out because I didn't want to spend any more money there because there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
And I left my mom because she was taking another flight out of Los Angeles, and I broke down. It was the first time I ever broke down about my dad. I said, I desperately wanted to do this for dad, for you, to give you. And it was horrible. It was. I was so sad that this big trip that I had planned for my mom to make her forget all about it, to sit on a beach and drink a fufu. And the weather in December was horrible. Mm. It was really horrible. It was either December or March. I'm not sure when I used to
horrible.
That was a story that I told.
February.
Yeah, February, you were just out of the rainy season, I think. December is a traditionally rough month. People think of Hawaii that you never get weather there. No,
they do.
Have their seasons. They have their rainy seasons. And now with climate change, who knows what the hell.
Beginning or
on,
end of February?
It's the 21st or the 28th.
Oh, good. So you'll still be home for Groundhog Day.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They took us to St. Martin 3 years ago. Now Hawaii.
Rob's
I'm winning at life.
Well, you don't want to, Mike, you don't want to be away from home for the holidays.
He's just got too much personality. It just permeates the world. We will Groundhog
Day.
You'll be back in time for Groundhog Day.
And remember, want you to suspend all prescription drugs 2 weeks prior to Groundhog Day. Yes. I want you to.
He'll never give that one up. He'll never give that one
I'll
up.
I'll be clean. I'll go to the Civic Center.
That's really awesome.
That's where it was.
We'll come back with more fun. And I got to tell you about my new confection when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is your president speaking.
Yay!
The losers at Mike O'Meara's show require your feedback. Needy. They need to be rated by you to validate themselves. Insecure. Example, give the mailbag 5 out of 5 stars. Generous. Assign a 100% to the news you may not need. Lies. TMOS needs a report card. I need to make America great again. Pun. Sad. And now let's round out the promo with some of my best words. Good, strong, taco, sneaky, sweet, thick, crunch, tight, tall, milkshake, China, superior, fish sandwich, and Putin. Hooray for me. I am your king, misguided. Very sad.
I didn't know that one of his best words was sneaky.
I request another one of those for 2020. I love doing those.
Agreed.
Somebody critiqued me the other day. It was a legitimate critique of my Trump that I got to go a little higher. A little higher
you
octave.
Think?
Yeah. Here's the thing. All right. I'll give you this. Right. This is like my head writer's meeting right here. Okay. This is what I think. Let's do a rally promo. Like he's speaking in a rally.
Oh, good. I love reverb.
But the rally's all going to be about TMOs. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. There. Oh, I'm exhausted. And then I say that to him, and see, that's where he's great. Then he's going to, it's like putting it in a machine, and then it's going to poop out a great promo. It'll be fantastic.
Like what you need is relaxation and some Dilaudid.
Yes, absolutely. I'm filled with it right now. Hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Listen up. Everyone wants to keep their bodies healthy in the long run. That's why you need Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women.
Mm.
Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most folks don't get enough of from food. 2 easy-to-take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh, so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Our wives love Ritual because they trust it. Check the label. All of their sources are out there for the whole world to see. Plus, they love that it's delivered, and it's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/TMOS. You're going to love Ritual, and we are delighted to have them as a brand new advertiser on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, whoa. Now, as you know, I made the big move this weekend. I moved into another neighborhood really, really close by. And
with assisted living, right?
It's assisted living. It's a 55 and older. We've smuggled Michael in.
He dressed him as an attendant.
Right. Yeah. The deal almost didn't go through.
This is our butler.
Because I got over there for the final walkthrough and I went, what happened to the ramps? it's lovely. It's really striking, really.
You're trading out all the knobs for handles?
Oh, it's really incredible. And it's great. And the
what is when you're punching out of a house, and by punching out, it's like when you, that's what it's called, right? The last walkthrough and
final walkthrough.
Right?
When punch list.
A punch list. That's what it is.
There were none.
Punching out's a video game.
One switch on a wall.
Hurricane.
That's Mike Tyson's punch out.
I'll never forget. So there's this realtor for the seller.
Yeah.
Who I had not seen until that day. Unlike my deal. Mm-hmm. Where everybody was talking to each other every day.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me bend over and lube up so you can talk to me again. Do you want? Do you want? Do you want? Do you want? No. This deal, where you sign a contract and you kind of follow through, mm-hmm. and you work with the wonderful people with mm-hmm. Joanna at Cornerstone
to
This didn't happen with this seller. This seller, I go through. And by the way, with a punch list, you're normally kind of walking through with their realtor to, to check things out. So this, she's like on her phone, and she's good looking. And she's on her phone just doing this, kind of semi-interested, right, in the whole thing. Yeah. One thing. I am not kidding you. One thing. We are just not obsessively picky people about stuff like that. You know, if there's a mark on the wall that needs to be cleaned, we'll take care of it. We get to a light switch, and the light switch is sort of bent out. You know, the flat ones, not the little ones that you flip, but the flat. Yeah. And it's kind of broken. It looks like, now the light's working, but it's broken.
So she comes
in and goes, she walks in and goes, oh, it looks like it's working.
Oh,
and I'm like, you've given nothing. It's like, get your pretty little ass in the car, go down to the Ace Hardware and get another switch.
And fix it.
I wanted to, but I was afraid. I'm afraid of pretty girls. But anyway,
but
it was.
But did you say, can we get that fixed?
No, I said, it's got to be fixed.
Yeah,
it's
got to
be
fixed. Good,
I mean,
good,
so,
good.
We don't have a long list.
This must be fixed.
And in this day and age, you can't say, hey, toots.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No. Hey, sweetie, baby.
We don't have a long list.
What about, and so I
love the awkwardly ending laughter.
I kid you not. I had a friend of mine that just went through this walkthrough issue as well. And they had kids, but this was for their house that they were selling. Like they were selling. So you walk with like, hey, what needs to be fixed?
Well, normally nowadays the seller does not have to walk with the buyers. It's usually the realtors that do it. So this your buddy was selling his house.
Like a weird thing where it was, like he's like, I want to be there just so he could confirm this is what's, and he was open to fixing anything.
All right, very good.
So
he just wanted to be out of the house.
Probably hates his wife. Who
that's
knows?
It.
So he said, going to divorce. So he said,
sometimes that's best.
Yes, he said.
A lot of real estate transactions take place in those circumstances.
He says, the guy, the family who's buying the house that doesn't have kids yet says, what's that? And he goes, oh, those are the child locks for the cabinets.
Right.
And he's like, well, he goes, you're going to fix that, right? And he's like, but there's just child, like, are you, like, he didn't know how to, are you going to have a family?
Because it's not a fix. It's something that's actually on a cabinet.
It would have to be deinstalled.
That prevents your child from getting it. It's really not a fix. It was a modification.
Yeah.
And you don't want the modification.
Painting, fixing, like new drawer, whatever.
Yeah, kind of weird. Yeah.
And he said he was just like, because they're all on the lower cabinets.
Right.
And the gentleman was like, yeah, just like kind of changes the complete aesthetic of the room.
Oh, so he's full of it. Yeah, people are. It's real estate.
And I literally said, I said, what'd you say? He goes, it's just a little lock so kids can't get into. Like, he's trying to explain. You're going to want this if you have child or dog or anything.
If
you got a dog that can work one of those child locks, or a dog that can open a cabinet.
I could come home all the time, and Linus is walking around with a colander. I said, put that back.
But through the whole process
maybe
that
I'm
I've
a
been
dick,
through.
I don't know.
No, I don't think you are. Well, I do.
No. It's the look. You know, you get a PSA score. Is that for men with prostate cancer and stuff like that?
Yes,
is that a PSA?
Yes, yeah.
This is a PS score that I think everybody.
A snickety score?
Everybody should measure every transaction, and it doesn't have to necessarily be a real estate transaction. It can be a car. It can be it's the PS score, the people suck score. All right, and it's on a scale of 0 to 100, and I have an 85 on my real estate transaction. If they
is that
buy
overall
the house,
everyone involved or just the guy that's in it?
It's an average, Rob, of all the parties.
Yeah, because you take an algorithm and then you get a final PS score.
But let me tell you about people that don't suck. My neighbor John. Down the street, guy that I play, phenomenal golfer, great guy, smart guy,
long ball guy,
terrific human being, hits the ball a ton. A little older than me, but a wonderful guy. We get along with
them. That's great.
Multiple times out with them. So he rolls over to the neighborhood because he's classy and he's a nice guy. And I was out popping for that TV with the movers, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'm out there. So he shows up and he delivers a little housewarming thing
We're
moving in. And I don't know if I've ever heard of these, but they're Chicago folks. So they're from the Windy City. And he brought by, have you ever heard of a Polish donut because you're Polish.
I am Polish, and I do love donuts, and I've not heard of this.
Polish donut. Like, picture a regular jelly donut, but it's a Bavarian cream interior, and I got to tell you, it's not what I need, but...
It's keto.
It's... No, it's a new diet that my friend Larry, who's another man of large carriage, we have created a new diet. Have I mentioned this to you?
No.
Well, you're going to have to tomorrow. You're going to have to wait on the Mike O'Mara show when I tell you not about the keto diet, but this is the Larry and Mike Neato diet. Right? Polish donuts, look them up. They're fantastic.
I want to find it.
Polish donuts. I don't know the name of the place they got them, but they were
I'll find
absolutely
it. It beats what I've been eating lately. Australian people have been dropping sweet potatoes over my house, so that's all I've been eating.
Delicious.
Look at that koala.
Cuddly.
And
totally drug-free.
You know, we're going to hell for making these jokes. We will come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
All this month on the Oh My God Show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My God Show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My God Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
We have to bring Angie back in
for
another visit. It would be wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. I know what's going on. You got none money.
None money, pony.
Sad. What you need is a laugh and an ice-cold Capri Sun. Mmm. Well, skip the sugary beverage served in foil with the disagreeable pointy straw.
Don't you hate a Capri
Sun? What's wrong with you? Oh, God. Instead, grab the TMOS bonus show, because anyone can afford the TMOS bonus show. It's cheaper than a post-Hanukkah half-price ham on clearance. Get it? Hanukkah, ham, right?
Clearance.
Plus, it will cure your post-holiday doldrums. Oy vey. It's a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. It features Magic Mike, Outstanding Oscar, Regal Rob,
nice.
Magnanimous Matty, and Jerry Lewis as the complex but lovable Jerry Langford. I'm sorry, I mean Pony, as himself. Thank you. Management regrets the error, and Pony does not host talk shows.
No.
Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your token to the land of joking. Copyright TMOS 2020.
See, that's a new phrase today.
The TMOS, you might have to do one every day if you can.
Well, we're going to run out of words that are nouns that have to do with passage.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Pop Sockets. Pop it, wash it, move it.
What?
Funny.
Pop Sockets. Pop it, wash it, move it, love it. There's no end to the magic of Pop Sockets. Whether it's a photo grip, a media stand, a texting grip, or for video chat, your Pop Socket will make you a musky, sexy beast. What's wrong with him? I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. And by the bonus show,
Whoa.
He wrote that
language,
for me to read.
Language.
I'm sorry about that.
News.
All right, we signed on right after they made their announcement yesterday.
I called it, by the way.
Yeah, you did.
Give me full credit. Oscarazzi, right?
Yep,
Oscarazzi. The Academy announced the Oscar nominees yesterday. Joker led the way. By the way, who, before the announcements, came out with his rave of Joker?
You did.
This guy.
You did.
Yep.
It led the way with 11 nominations.
You love a feel-good picture.
It was... I think it's one of the best acting pieces I've ever seen.
Rob and I both said it was icky.
It was icky.
I thought he was phenomenal in it. I really think
it was so dark.
Yeah.
By the way, it's followed by the movie none of us like, The Irishman. 1917, which has anyone in our group seen it?
By
yet?
The way.
No, but 1917 is playing the Oscars like a fiddle. What they did is a limited release. They clean up at the Globes. Then it goes into wide release after the Golden Globes. It'll walk away with it.
Mike.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're playing it right.
We have a friend. His name's Chris. Not the Chris that we'd work business with, but different Chris that we do other business with.
Okay, man.
And... He spent 40 minutes telling me about 1917 and how wonderfully shot it was, wow, how beautiful a movie it is. And this is wow, not the type of guy that you expect to sit down and talk to you about films. Mm-hmm. The guy builds ass, you know?
I really want
to
see it.
I can't wait to see it. I cannot wait to see it.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, got 10. All four were nominated for Best Picture, along with Ford versus Ferrari. Jojo Rabbit, which I've seen the trailers. I'm not interested.
Is that the one about the little kid who has Hitler as an imaginary friend?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird.
I thought it was about
Little
Roger
Women,
Rabbit.
No. Marriage Story, which was fantastic, Eddie, and the foreign language film Parasite. For what it's worth, 1917 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood took home the top honors at the Golden Globes. Golden Globe winner Renee Zellweger got a Best Actress nomination for Judy.
Yes.
Totally deserved.
Yep.
Incredible performance. And she's up against Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story. She's good in this. Charlize Theron in Bombshell, which I have not seen yet. I want to see that. Cynthia Erivo in Harriet. Anybody know? There are always one or two like that that I don't even
know. Yeah, I've not heard of it.
Harriet Tubman.
Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. I want to see Little Women also. Golden Globe winner Joaquin Phoenix got a Best Actor nomination for Joker. He's up against Adam Driver, Leonardo DiCaprio, Antonio Banderas, and Jonathan Pryce from The Two Popes. The two biggest snubs aren't exactly your typical Oscar-caliber actors. Jennifer Lopez and Adam Sandler both got snubbed. J-Lo was denied a Best Supporting Actor nod for Hustlers, while Sandler was overlooked for his critically acclaimed role in Uncut Gems. Another movie I want to see. There are a lot of them out there. Yes, Rob.
A question for you about the Oscars. Do you think that is a little bit of a cheating end around when you have something like The Irishman or Marriage Story, which is mostly consumed on television and gets sort of a nominal run in a theater just for eligibility? Do you think that's fair?
Adapt or die. That's all I say of the Motion Picture Association.
Valid.
Adapt
or die. People see it. People consume it. It's acting. Right. It's cinematography. You still get that now. You know, that's just the way
it
works.
The other side, the other contention is it's not fair because what ends up happening is the movie industry becomes commoditized and the films that are supposed to be made aren't going to be made anymore. But I got to tell you that argument, it's the same for Kodak and film and digital. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to adapt to the actual landscape or you're going to die.
Two quick predictions.
A lot of good product is coming out of it, and I'm fine with that.
Two quick predictions. I think that 1917 will do very, very well because there seems to be a resurgence in World War I nostalgia right now with They Will Not, what is the documentary we saw on HBO?
From Peter Jackson.
Oh, God, they were something.
This is us.
They Will Not Grow Old, is that it?
They Will Not Grow Old. It's the restored documentary.
But that's an amazing thing. That's almost like a little bit of groundwork. And I also think—
Guys in the control room, look that up
please.
That documentary.
Also,
look
in
up World War I documentary. I
another fact, Elvis was sober.
No, but he wouldn't take drugs for another 18 years.
It's They Shall Not Grow Old.
They Shall Not Grow
Old. And also, I think that Adam Driver is going to have a good night. He's turned out so much good product that I think even if he's not recognized for Marriage Story, it'll be one of those ones where the Academy sort of looks at him as a—
Also,
as a unit.
Former Marine. Tried out for Juilliard, initially coming out of college.
Adam Driver?
Yeah, didn't get in.
Really?
I went into the Marines.
He's a bad driver?
Went into the Marines and then ended up having some sort of, I think he broke his back. It was some sort of serious injury.
Wow.
Got honorably discharged, tried out for Juilliard again, got in, and then his career took off.
He makes good choices, man. He really, really does.
The 92nd Annual Academy Awards, February 9th on ABC. For the second straight year, there won't be a host. Oh, good for them. Okay, big story. We've been talking about it.
Bitter.
Queen Elizabeth held a 2.5-hour meeting with Prince Harry yesterday to discuss Megxit. Prince Charles and Prince Harry
were
there.
I love that word.
Meghan Markle phoned in from Canada.
All right, so my tabloid reports, Mike, is that they sent a jet to get her, and she would not get on the jet to come over.
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
She's a disruptive in-law, Mike.
They're going to make it work, apparently, whether the royal family likes it or not. Liz even released her very own statement saying, quote,
"Today, my family had very constructive discussions on the future of my grandson and his family. My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family."
So who knows? It goes on.
Good luck making money on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm sure those royal dollars are going to move.
Who knows? But we'll see what happens. A new study out of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire looked at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past three decades and figured out when people are the most miserable. Mm. And the answer is when you are 47.2 years old.
How about that? Isn't that something?
I'm pretty okay. How are you feeling, Rob?
Well, you know, I've been through that era. I am now 48. Is there a standard deviation there of maybe a year?
Listen up. Our happiness as adults goes in a U-shaped curve. We're happy when we're 18, when we start getting more and more miserable over our 20s, 30s, and 40s. It bottoms out when we're 47.2, and then we start getting happier again. By the time you hit 70, I'm closest.
Yay!
You're just as happy as you were when you were 18.
Really?
I say, Mike, you've been ramped up beforehand because as soon as little Michael came into your life, it changed your life.
Yeah.
For the better.
And also, Mike, when you're 70, you'll be able to buy cigarettes still. Can't do that when you're 18.
So will little Michael.
Yeah, send him to the store with a note.
Why is middle age so depressing? Basically, the researcher says it's because you realize your big dreams really aren't going to come true. Sorry, but as you get older, you start to pull your life in a better perspective, put your life in a better perspective, and you become grateful for what you have, which is why you start getting happier again.
Elvis was 38 at the Hawaii concert.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We are so late.
We are wicked late, Mike.
And now a little something, something. There is a 34-year-old guy. His name is Nicholas Glasgow in Iowa City, Iowa. Hi, KCJJ. He works as a yoga instructor. Well, back in September, he was at a Hollywood movie theater to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and someone else in the theater was using their phone. After the movie ended, Nicholas confronted the guy and told him to apologize for ruining the movie for him. And before the guy could respond, Nicholas started punching him.
Uh-oh.
Even though this happened back in September, the arrest warrant for Nicholas just went out on Friday, and he was arrested on Sunday for assault and criminal mischief. Look, there are a lot of different personalities in a crowded movie theater, and I would like to see everybody show more understanding, especially the yoga instructor, Nicholas, okay? Yeah. Nicholas, just as for me to you, you have to be a little more flexible. Get it? Thank you very much. That's it. I'm sorry. That's the first bad one of two.
No, it's actually pretty good.
It's very accurate.
And I wish you had done it yesterday because you would have been best supporting actor because the read was sensational.
It was great acting. We'll come back with a brief audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Elle will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
2020, our current calendar year. In addition, it was a great TV show. Hugh Downs was Box, and Barbara Walters had the fish eyes. 2020 also means perfect vision. And 2020 is the 20th year that Zappos is continuing their perfect vision. A vision of over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And Zappos does it with the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos.
Zappos.
Look your best in 2020. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. Open, open, open that door. Yes, Rob Spiewak, take it away.
A lot of people think, hey, I'm going to go hang by the train tracks. Mm. Nothing bad will happen at the train tracks, right?
I saw this video. This is amazing.
Okay, so a policeman is pursuing
a suspect.
A miscreant, a good guy.
A burglary suspect.
And he's by the train tracks, and he's thinking that he's far enough away from the tracks that he's going to be okay. He's also wearing a body cam.
Mm.
He gets sideswiped. Mm. The audio here, the video is chilling, but the audio is still pretty amazing.
The audio works because, with a body cam, you get something like this, you just see the camera jumping all around. Yeah. You really don't even know what's going on.
Listen to this. 826-911.
He's you rock hard from that Fort Piedmont at the railroad tracks.
The thing about it is you hear the train coming and the way the audio changes as he gets flipped around. It's creepy, man. Creepy.
Well, and he also, you know, didn't really pay attention.
He's okay. He's okay. We should mention he's okay.
We
should mention he's okay.
He's okay.
He's okay.
And the train's okay, too.
Thomas the Train is okay.
That's right. Here is an ironic turn of events. The show Family Guy. I'm not a big fan, but I appreciate the fact that it has a lot of fans and it's been around a long time. Mm-hmm. Many seasons ago, they were doing a joke that involved the word vagina. And Fox said, you can't say that in that context. So they invented a word. They said Kleeman. The word was Kleeman. C-L-E-E-M-A-N is the spelling I have. Kleeman. And they got that past censors. This season, they tried to use the word Kleeman, and Fox Standards and Practices said, you can't use that. It means vagina. They made the word up! They made
coming up, so America's hottest new curse word, Kleeman. We'll tell you what it means after this.
But anyway, that's... They made that's up their so own brilliant. Word. And
it's
then
just
they,
so smart. It's just so smart. I'm
can I briefly go back to the train and the guy?
Yeah.
Isn't Are you obsessed with that sound?
No, no, no. I don't need to hear it again.
Okay.
Isn't it weird to think that there's still burglars that are like burglars in the, I guess, in the natural sense of breaking in and running away?
Yeah. And
I
feel like, what you should know is this burglar was wearing a black and white striped T-shirt and he had a mask around his eyes.
I feel like these burglars are not just porch pirates. It's just people.
Oh, it's
going,
so much easier now.
Like you, the actual B&E seems so much like so much work.
Well,
outside of running,
let's not forget those pesky home invasions too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, where they kick the door in and then ransack the house at gunpoint while you're.
I get that, but it's chasing after a burglar just seems so foreign now.
Yeah, well, it's not. They still grab these guys. You know what? Come down here. When you come down here, I'll let you watch the local news.
Maybe
you'll see
live
there.
An insulated life.
Yeah,
I got a little bubble. I'm sorry.
You know, you're alive and well. Alive. Well, you live in the city too, where it's it's a little more are a little more on guard. You know what I mean?
He belongs to the city, but you watch your ass. Someone will come and take your silverware. It's gonna happen.
You know, the night vision cameras that everybody's got down here. You know, and you see the guys looking outside of cars. Then they go into a car. They hit your garage door opener. Then they come inside.
Oh.
Lots of that. And then I hit the microphone with my hand.
A lot of times, it's a two-day thing. They will steal your opener the first night, and then they'll come back. It's a very simple procedure. We are running late, so tomorrow I will reveal whether or not you can leave fingerprints on cheese.
Ooh. Nice.
So remember, this is the third day for this story. Remember the sexy tortoise that saved the race?
Oh, I love the sexy tortoise.
Yeah, the sexy tortoise that saved the race in the Galapagos Islands. David Spade has this to say.
A tortoise from the Galapagos Islands has enough sex to save his species by fathering almost 1,000 kids. Yeah. Even more impressive, at the same time, he also plays point guard for the Miami Heat.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Wow, that's edgy, Dave.
Are you watching it yet? Are you watching Lights Out yet?
No, I am.
Not,
I am.
Oh, you need to.
I finally got into
it. It's so great.
And it's as built. That's why your big brain, when you get onto something and you're actually pushing it, it's good.
Yep.
It's really good. Really
good. You're good, you.
You're good. And then down to the train tracks.
Get wrong about Elvis, but good about everything else. Anyway.
Tomorrow, can you leave fingerprints on cheese? Tune in and find out.
I'll live for it. I won't get any sleep tonight. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah! Look what I have created! I have made fire! Have made fire!
Oh, fudge.